From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish authorities say they are close to identifying the gunman being sought in connection with the New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub that left 39 people dead. The deputy prime minister told reporters Monday that authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish security forces say they have made their first detentions in connection with the New Year's Eve nightclub attack as a manhunt continues for the attacker. A grainy image of the suspected gunman taken from security camera footage has been released. The detentions follow a claim of responsibility for the attack by Islamic State, which said in a statement on the internet that one of its, quote, soldiers targeted Turkey, which it said has sided with countries of the cross. The group said the nightclub was targeted because it was a place where Christians celebrated their apostles. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Iraqi police and hospital officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 others injured Monday when a suicide bomber detonated an explosive-laden pickup truck in a busy market area in Baghdad. Many of the dead are day laborers who were waiting for work. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, but it is similar to attacks carried out by the Islamic State. Somali officials say at least 7 people were killed and 17 others injured in 2 huge suicide car bombs near Mogadishu International Airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. And U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week, reflecting on the successes during his White House tenure and offering his thoughts on where the country's heading when President-elect Donald Trump assumes power January 20th. This is VOA News.